How clear in today's gospel is what Jesus desires of us. Our world experiences so much pain and suffering. We experience an absence of love. We are aware of political corruption and fake news. We have lived through the pandemic and the call for people to be vaccinated. We are aware of the violence and abuse people experience, often within their own families. We are aware of how fragile is our deteriorating environment. We see so much selfishness and greed, and the disproportionate distribution of wealth. It is within this world, however, that Jesus calls us. Jesus was a young man in his prime who lived and loved deeply in a broken homeland occupied by the Romans. He was only about 30 years old. He would have been full of energy and zest for life. He must have had many friends he loved. He enjoyed having dinner parties with his friends and even those considered sinners. He deeply loved God, whom he called his Father. At the early age of 30, he was passionately committed to helping bring about the kingdom of God within a broken world. After his resurrection as the Christ, Jesus, still a young man, continues to love us. Jesus calls us and invites us. "You did not choose me, but I chose you to go out and bear fruit that will last." Christ chooses us if we freely accept his invitation. Jesus loves us. "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Live in my love." One way we experience his love and acceptance is for us to receive Holy Communion. Jesus invites us to be his friends. "You are my friends if you do what I command you." Who is a friend? A friend is one who accepts us as we are, with all of our weaknesses and idiosyncrasies. A friend is someone who speaks truth to us with love. A friend is there for us no matter what happens. A friend will not abandon us, but will stand with us. A friend loves us in spite of failures. We do not have to prove anything. We are simply loved. What is Jesus' command to us? "This is my command. Love one another just as I have loved you. As the Father sent me to love, so I send you to love. No one has greater love than to lay down his life for his friends." Jesus desires that we befriend others as he befriended us. We hear in the first reading in the Acts of the Apostles, Peter teaching that God shows no partiality. Whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. The circumcised who heard Peter were astounded that the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also. Gentiles who did not fit the mold. When he asks us to love and to befriend others, he desires that we love as he loved, to love people who may not fit the mold or are outside our circle. This includes people of different religious beliefs, different sexual orientations, different ages, different levels of wealth, different cultural backgrounds. Of course, it includes members of our own families, one's spouse and one's children. It includes our church. It includes our nation. It includes our environment. Following the way of love, sacrificial love for others, leads to freedom. Freedom for ourselves and freedom for others. Love is transformative. We hear Jesus speaking to us, "I chose you as my friends, and I appointed you to love and bear fruit that will remain." To the extent that we love one another, especially those different from ourselves, to that extent our lives will bear fruit that will last.